Hey everybody, this is Maverick with Backstage 360, and I am graced by the presence of Rick Agnew. Can you say a little hello to everybody, Rick?
Hello everybody there, Rick.
All right, so for those of you that don't know who Rick Agnew is, Rick Agnew is famously part of, Adolescence, D.I., Christian Death, just fucking...
Yeah, every band except the Beatles and Osmonds.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So what have you been up to?
I don't know, 6 foot on my tippy toes, really, really high, you know, just being busy, just doing somersaults, you know, playing in several bands, doing voiceovers, doing podcasts, doing filming, soundtracking, I mean, you name it, I'm doing it. I'm working on my third, fourth books, just been really exploding with creativity, doing a lot of things. You know, just, God, it's a kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I love it, you know, because I got like about 300 years worth of stuff that I got to kind of try to cram in this last 30 years of my life, I guess.
Yeah, so what are you doing here tonight? Are you just doing the Rick Agnew Band?
Yeah, Rick Agnew Band, playing direct support for Richie Ramone. A friend of mine named Ben Reagan plays for them. And he got us on this this bill. He's really, really cool. He was in a band called Death Party before. And a long time ago, he was in a band called Feeders from Arizona. This is the Rick Agnew Band playing tonight. We have a substitute, John O'Donovan, because our bass player about a week ago, he got his gallbladder, size of a huge mango. They had to cut through his muscle to get to it. So he's going to be out of commission for a couple months. We got John O'Donovan from Yeasty Boys, who was an adolescent actually before I was. And he's filling in, and we're going to do a short but sweet set. So we just recorded an album, got done Christmas. It's not going to be dropped until late summer because of the backup and pressing plants. And, that's that. And on that side of it. Also, Jatan, my wife, who does the backing vocals for Rick Agnew Band, ultimately she'll do a little keyboard. We have a band together with Paul Rosler from the Screamers and a girl named Deb called Jatan Damone Quartet. She lead sings in that one. I play guitar. And it's real, real different stuff. It's way out there. Also have another band I'm working with called Summon. So it started out with the original members of the original Christian Death and Casey Chaos, who sang in a band called Amen, who were really huge. Mainly overseas and stuff, along with bands like Slipknot and all that kind of stuff. Amen were right up there. We have a band together called Summon, but the original drummer had to drop out because he lives in St. Louis and he couldn't make it back and forth, so we got Haas from Mondo Generator. We're just about done recording an album, and we're going to drop that. And as soon as we do that, then we're going to go out on tour. Jatan Damone Quartet, we dropped an album. It's on CD Baby. Also did two videos for that. Really interesting videos. Let's see. Oh, and I just got asked to join the Deadbeats.
Really?
Yeah, I got to play with the Deadbeats. Remember them?
Yeah.
I'm going to be their guitar player now. Yeah. Crazy motherfucking music, dude. They gave me like all the new songs to learn everything and stuff. I'm like, all right.
I may not know the name of their songs, but
remember?
I've heard of Deadbeats.
Yeah, they're all over the place, man. All over the place. And so I guess I'm playing with them for a couple shows in July, June and July.
Look at all the cool record bands. Show.
I know. I just finished doing some big vocal tracks and one guitar track for a band called The Grim. From Nard area, kind of up there. Tomorrow and the next day, I'm recording with a band called Cliff and Ivy. They're Alaska's only death rock goth band.
Huh.
And they're coming down here, so we're going to record with them. Might do a couple more shows with Richie Ramones and see how this one goes up the West Coast when they get back from Australia and Japan and stuff. So, yeah, busy, you know, writing another book. I have two already. One's called Daddy, Where Do Strippers Come From? And it's like illustrated and everything. And one's called Daddy, Where Does 420 Come From? And the third one's going to be called Daddy, Why Are There Homeless People and What Happened to Their Homes? Because we live right, Jatan and I live right by downtown LA. And it's just atrocious. I mean, you walk down the street and there's like people coming out in suits, you know, high rise fucking lofts and everything, tripping over practically, you know, cities. I mean, just like rows of fucking homeless people just laying out in the streets and stuff. It's so strange, you know. So anyway, that's, yeah. You know, in my spare time, I like reading biographies. I love reading about metaphysics and quantum physics.
Yeah.
Two separate things, but as far as I'm concerned, one and the same. I think science and spirituality is one. It just, they gotta be, they just haven't really shook hands yet. But once they do that, it'll be all good, you know? And then that fucking comet can come and explode us. When is it?
Next oh, yeah, it was supposed to be this month. It was from Planet 8 or Planet 9, I can't remember, but it was just right past Pluto. Allegedly, it's the same comet that was going to destroy the Earth, that did destroy the dinosaurs. It's the jumping around theory. But yeah, so are you, are you endorsed? Are you endorsed by anybody, like companies, like Fender or anything like that?
Mojo Tone Pickups, Schecter Guitars, Sue Guitars and Accessories and Amplifiers, and I'll be getting more and more and more.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're also a producer, so who do you have under your belt as of now, for lack of a better term?
Bands I've produced, like Bloody Vance of the Rock and Roll Circus. My first production job was a band called Confederate back in 82 in Orange County. They were a great band that never really went beyond the county lines, so to speak. Let's see, who else have I produced? All my stuff I've ever done, basically. I've had a few people want me to produce them, but they never come back. I was supposed to produce a band called HFL, but I guess it just fell through, or something didn't happen or whatever. But I'm always up for production work. I love doing production work. A couple other things I've played on recently was in the 90s, there was a heavy metal dude. But he's also one of the biggest bodybuilders of the 70s named Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I did a track on Thor.
Oh, really?
Thor's album. Yeah, that was really cool. That was fun. I did a lot of tracks with a girl named Silke Berlin. She was originally from New York City and stuff. And did some tracks with her. We only got 1 week to go till this stupid comet's supposed to come. So I don't know if my plans are going to get cut off or not. We'll see.
Yeah.
Probably won't do nothing. And you know what I mean? It just... You know, as in the words of Faustus' wife in hell. So what will you do? Just keep on living, I guess.
What would be the best way for fans, young and old, new and not so new, to get a hold of you or see some of your music or just basically keep tabs on you? What would be the best way to do that?
Google me. There's also, you can look at Rick Agnew with two Ks, or Kirk Wagon, which is my name twisted around.
Okay.
So that way I could have two pages.
Pseudoname.
And then the Rick Agnew Band also on Facebook. Then there's also rickagnewband.yahoo.com. Kirk Wagon. That's KIRKWAGEN at gmail.com. Let's see, what else? Or, you know, just look at Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, any of those other kind of things. Just Google it, and YouTube, there's tons of shit. So that my only goal and aim in life is just so everybody have a good time, have fun. Don't take anything serious, you know. Just, it ain't going to matter in 100 years. You know, and be excellent to each other, as in the words of the mortal Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, you know they're making a new movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the second one. That's going to be... It's going to be something to look forward to.
The Bill and Ted?
Yeah. They're making a third one.
Third one, yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Most excellent.
Yeah.
They're making a SLC Punk 2.
Already out. I saw it.
It is?
It was pretty good.
Was
Four
it?
Of the original characters. Yeah.
Does it continue, kind
yep.
of?
Yep, it does. It's about Bob's kid.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about Bob's son.
Wow.
With Trina.
Oh, so she
with
got
Trina.
Pregnant,
she got
huh?
pregnant oh. and had a kid. Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty good. I recently saw a buddy of mine from Murrieta, the band called DVT, actually played in the movie theater, and then they showed the movie afterwards. It was a really cool experience. First time I'd ever been anything like that. So.
Most excellent, excellent.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I mean, thank you so much, Rick.
Thank for just, you, for thank just, you for that.
This is we just did an interview with Rick Agnew over at the Tiki Club, and this is Maverick signing out. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.